For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan reestablished diplomatic relations with Colombia. The new official ties between the world's two most preeminent narco states were orchestrated by Washington under the aegis of fighting drugs. According to UCLA researchers, opium production in Afghanistan has doubled every year under U.S. occupation and is expected to continue this exponential increase over at least the next 2 years. U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan has risen to 20,000 in light of rising military fatalities. 40 U.S. troops in Afghanistan have died since March, 74 so far this year, vastly more than in any preceding year of occupation. Meanwhile, in Vancouver, Canada's downtown East End drug ghetto, hot heroin is being blamed for 5 deaths last weekend. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
It's the old black market that we like so well. The stinky black market that no one can smell. The old black market is our road to hell. We like it, we love it, 'cause we're in its spell.
Hello everyone, it's Loretta Nall reporting for the U.S. Marijuana Party from Alabama, and in the last 2 weeks I've been from one Washington to the other. I started out in Washington, D.C., where the global drug war is exported from, and wound up in Washington State, where the drug war was apparently suspended in Seattle last weekend for the 14th annual Seattle Hemp Fest. It's somewhat ironic that Seattle is right next to Vancouver, where the DEA recently raided and arrested Mark Emery and two of his employees. Talk about Mark and his current situation properly dominated the event. There was no police interference thanks to I-75, which made marijuana enforcement the lowest police priority. Lots of police walked the path, but there were no arrests, and most everyone was openly ingesting cannabis. This is a statement to what citizens can do when they get involved in local politics, and it was especially refreshing for me to experience coming from the D.C. rally, where the cops made things up in order to justify interfering with our rally there. There were huge crowds and beautiful weather, and many fabulous speakers, including Mark Emery via cell phone transmission, and I'd really like to thank all of the wonderful organizers who worked so hard to bring us this world-class event from year to year. Look for exclusive footage on Pot TV early next week. Pictures and a more detailed report will soon be available at usmjparty.blogspot.com. Once again, this is Loretta Nall reporting from Alabama. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.